Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we come to the end of our short series of studies, The Ministry of the Holy Spirit. We have noticed three very important prepositions: His ministry in us, in accomplishing our salvation; His ministry to us, in helping us to live for Christ. And now today, for the help of the Lord, we wish to consider His ministry through us to a needy world and to the church itself. In Acts chapter 1, that wonderful book which is frequently called the Acts of the Apostles, and I'm wondering if it should not rather be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because we see the Spirit of God so prominent in supervising the activities of reaching a lost and guilty world for God, that they might be His. In Acts chapter 1, we read in verse 6, "And they therefore," these are the apostles, "when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight." Now, I don't know how you felt, how you feel that the apostles felt, how when they were given the huge task of evangelizing a whole world. We read that in Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission. I think we would do well to take it to our hearts as we read it. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Now there's power from the Lord. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world," or unto the end of the age. Amen. Now here we have power on the part of the Lord Jesus. Now we've just read in the book of Acts power on the part of the Holy Spirit. "And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Now these disciples needed this encouragement. They were not in this thing alone. They had the power of God back of them. But that staggering responsibility of taking the gospel to the entire world must have overwhelmed them. And oh, how needed our encouragement from the Lord, that these people might indeed do that exactly as He had spoken. Now, today on the broadcast, we want to take up our study in His ministry through us. First of all, to the unredeemed, of which we've been speaking, but He has a ministry also to the church, which we must include. Let's take the ministry to the world first. Now, in Acts chapter 2, we read there, "When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house, all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because they heard every man speak in his own language." They heard them speak in his own language. Now what did they tell them? Well, Peter was the spokesman on this occasion. He told them exactly why Christ came. These Jewish people had come from all nations And here was the evident gift of the Spirit of God, and he was the power. And do you know, on that day, 3,000 souls came to know the Lord. They came to accept Christ. The power is evident, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit to give life. Oh, how wonderful we see that. Now, this was the church's responsibility. And the church, as a group, does have the responsibility of taking the gospel to all the nations. The church is the medium. But the individual also is the medium. Now, notice how the Spirit treats with Philip in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. We read there that Philip was preaching the gospel, and the angel of the Lord said to Philip, gave him some instructions that must have puzzled him. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Believe me, manuscripts in those days come at a high price, but this was in charge of all her. He was a chancellor of the exchequer. He was a prominent man. Now notice, please, in verse 29, Philip must have wondered why he went down to that desert. Verse 29 will tell us why. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. And he said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb about his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment is taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip, and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached to him Jesus, unto him Jesus. Then that 53rd chapter of Isaiah, one of the most lovely chapters of the Bible, telling what Christ did for you and for me. He used Philip, but the Spirit was under control. Now as to another individual, this individual is Peter. Peter in the book of Acts, chapter 10. There was a man at Caesarea by the name of Cornelius. He was a captain. And this was a devout man. He was a Jewish proselyte, and he was a man that worshipped God. And he was instructed in a vision to send people to Peter, to Joppa, and call for Peter, and hear words of Peter. Now, we read in the 19th verse then of this 10th chapter, incidentally, I must go on to say that Cornelius sent a devout soldier and two servants down there, and they found Peter. They were knocking at the door where Peter stayed. Now, while Peter thought on the vision that he had seen, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. The Spirit of God says, I have sent them. This is divine authority. This is absolutely the right of God to exercise this authority. He is sovereign. He's exercising his sovereign. You go down and go with these men. I have sent them. They went. Believe me, they went. And they followed him to Cornelius' house. And when he got there, Cornelius had a house full of people. He knew that Peter was coming. And he told him about his vision. And he said, The Lord sent me to ask you for advice and help from the Lord. And he says, Now, the floor is yours, so to speak. That's not a verbatim quote. He said, we're here to hear what you've got to say about God. Well, Peter was amazed. These were Gentiles. And the Jews had no dealings with the Gentiles. But God had showed him in a vision he was not to call the Gentiles unclean. We can't cover that vision. We can't go into it because we just do not have the time. But he saw in that vision, and God convinced him. And hear the word, to hear the word of God. Well, let me say, Peter preached the gospel to them. He told them why Christ came, and he told them that, let's read just exactly what would happen. We read in verse 40, him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Now, verse 43, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth on him shall receive remission of sins. And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. The Spirit of God took over, and there were a whole house full of people were saved. Now, he did the same in connection with the commission of the Apostle Paul. In the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, we read there, now there was at the church at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Menaean, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Saul was there. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have called them. Here is sovereignty. He called them, and he sent them out. And Paul was indeed put into orbit with the gospel for the entire world. And he went with even to Rome for that gospel. Now, quickly, the ministry to the church. The Lord Jesus gives men to the church, and that is seen in Ephesians chapter 4. He gives the gifts. Verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore, he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. He gave gifts to men. Now, here are the gifts that he gave. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and some teachers. Now, this is for the church. And do you notice, please, he gave four of these men to the church and the evangelists alone to the world. God cares for his church. And he gave the men. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we won't have time to turn to it. The Spirit of God gives us individually gifts, and they are straight from the Spirit of God, and he divides those gifts as he will. Now, we have an important part in the support of the church. Our Heavenly Father, we pray you today that you will bless your word to our hearts and souls and help us to see what we can do for the health of the church. In Christ's name, amen.